This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 23rd of August, 2021. The PM 40 closed up again for the second consecutive trading day, hooray, at 42.68. That's 42.68. That's up 26 points from the previous close. And we'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com. Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
And we're back. The day's top gainer was Resolute Forest Products, which closed at $11.39, up 6.3%. Quad Graphics also gained, closing up 4.5% at $4.39. Other winners were Rayonier Advanced Materials, Sappy Limited, and Pactiv Evergreen. The biggest decliner for the day was Clearwater Paper, closing at $30.96, down 1.95%. Mercer International also lost, closing down 1.2% at $11.11. 11.11. Other losers for the day, and I hate to call them losers. That's what it says on the script, but that just sounds very mean. The other stocks that finished down were Veritiv, Innis Incorporated, and PCA.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2021, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.